Singapore has unexpectedly tightened its monetary policy settings, citing upside risks to inflation. The monetary authority is slightly raising the appreciation rate of its main currency band while keeping the width and center unchanged. The surprise announcement comes ahead of its April meeting and a day after the government said it was reviewing CPI forecasts, given recent faster-than-expected readings. President Biden has spoken to European leaders, including French President Macron and German Chancellor Scholz, as they work to strike a unified position on Ukraine. NATO is planning to boost deployments in Eastern Europe, and the Pentagon has put 8,500 U.S. troops on heightened alert in a bid to deter a Russian invasion. Russia has amassed an estimated 100,000 troops near Ukraine's border.
Today, we discussed Russia's continued military buildup in and around Ukraine. The risk of conflict remains real, and we continue to call on Russia to de-escalate and choose the path of diplomacy.
Meanwhile, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is holding firm on a refusal to supply weapons to Ukraine, despite criticism that the stance undermines efforts to deter a Russian invasion. Scholz said Germany will stick to its long-standing policy against exporting weapons to conflict zones, adding that Berlin is prepared to support Ukraine in other ways, including training. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is facing further allegations of holding parties during the pandemic. ITV reports up to 30 guests attended a Downing Street birthday celebration for the leader during the first lockdown in 2020, when most indoor gatherings were banned. Johnson's office says staff gathered, but the Prime Minister was present for less than 10 minutes. Global News, 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Bonnie Quinn. This is Bloomberg.